Also making news this morning, there have been dramatic scenes in London overnight with riots extending into a third day. The area of Croydon in the city's south was cordoned off as a building there was set alight. The Prime Minister David Cameron is reportedly boarding a plane to return to the UK from his holiday to deal with what apparently is an escalating crisis there. The United Nations says it's airlifted aid to the Somali capital Mogadishu for the first time in 5 years. More than 100,000 Somalis have fled to Mogadishu to escape violence in the last 2 months, and the country is in the grip of a serious famine. The militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab has abandoned its posts in the capital. The US will allocate another $100 million in aid to Somalia. The Gillard government's plans to send asylum seekers to Malaysia are officially on hold this morning, but the first refugees to come to Australia as part of a deal with Malaysia will arrive this week. The High Court yesterday extended an injunction stopping the government from sending asylum seekers to Malaysia for at least another fortnight. The government has signalled it will try to bring forward the High Court hearing. Australians will be asked about their job, income, religion and family as they fill out census forms tonight. Same-sex couples who've married overseas will have their unions counted for the first time. People who don't submit the form will be fined, but they'll receive several warnings before the September deadline. Those who haven't received a form can still order one online today.